listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Time, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, on the world's most listened to talk station, LA Talk Radio, on the internet. And I'm your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle, and you are officially on my couch. So welcome. Today is going to be another free-for-all Friday. Received a lot of emails during the last couple of weeks from listeners, from you guys out there, and I thank you so much for writing me, and I'm here to give you suggestions and advice. Of course, we don't have a therapeutic relationship, you and I, but you know what? If I can help you, give you some ideas, give you a little information about research that I've studied and just some common sense, maybe it can help you out a little bit. I have a lot of emails I want to get to today. People with a lot of relationship problems, trying to figure out things in their lives, trying to deal with stress, which we all have, how to, you know, keep from burning out and all that good stuff. So let me tell you how to get in contact with me. First of all, you can come right on down because you're here to LA Talk Radio. On the webpage here that has Dr. Michelle on it, there's two links. One to my email address, which is linked to the radio station, of course, where you can write me your questions, comments, and whatever. It's docmichelle@aol.com. DocMichelle, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. My website is drmichelletherapy.com. Therapy is T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. Yeah. And it's DocMichelle, Dr. Michelle. And doctor is, by the way, abbreviated, D-R, Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. So come on down, and we're here together to talk about issues, problems, questions, comments, sharing good stories, wonderful experiences you may have had. And that I love success stories. I love to talk about really positive things that people have shared with me on the air. So I will do that too as well. And, of course, if you'd like to call me here live on the air and talk about anything you'd like to, hopefully psychologically, may have some questions or comments, the number here in beautiful Los Angeles, California, it's 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. So we're going to jump right into the Free for All Friday listeners' emails to try to help work things out. Whatever. So let's rock. Let's start off with a really good letter. They're all good. I don't mean to say that one is better than the other, but this is a really common problem that I come into contact with clients. Dear Doc, I've been called a nice person and have a lot of friends. Some of these friends stress me out because I seem to be the only one to talk to, and I'm always there if they have a problem or need money. Ooh. Sometimes they go off on me with their angry tantrums, and then they say I'm sorry and are nice for a while, then do it again at a later date. I'm tired of being the person who's always trying to make nice and be there for so-called friends who cause me stress. On the other hand, here comes the other hand, I feel guilty when I think about ignoring them and moving on. What advice can you give me for dealing with difficult friends? Okay, that's a really good question. Let me tell you about some of the research. I know, it's boring. But research does show that having ambivalent friends in your life, you know, relationships where interactions are, they're sometimes supportive and positive and sometimes hostile or negative. You know what I'm saying? They can actually cause more stress than relationships that are consistently negative because you know what to expect. You're not always on fight or flight readiness. You see what I'm saying? Additionally, relationship conflict and stress, they've been shown to have clear negative impacts on your health, affecting blood pressure. You know all this stuff. You've heard about that. Lower the stress in your life. Contributes to heart disease. And it correlates, of course, with other conditions. And so that's why it's in your best interest always to cut down or get rid of negative relationships in your life. Right? So you have a lot of friends, I understand. And many of them are not the greatest people in the world. Sounds like you are a rescuer to me, but that's okay. That's your personality style, and that's what you've chosen. But I'm going to give you some ideas to help you cut down on the stress of some of these difficult relationships or ambivalent relationships in your life, people who are on and off. Sometimes they're nice, and then sometimes they go off on you, because that's a drag. And if you're tired of it, but you feel guilty about moving on, these are some of the things you can do to think about it and clarify your thoughts. I always have people write things down because then they can clarify their thoughts. Their thoughts are put down on paper. And then you can look at them from time to time and clarify your thoughts instead of being all jumbled up and then making a decision and then moving on and then regretting it. Or just keep putting up with the same old crap. So one of the first steps to do, I think, is to make a list of friendships in your life. All the friends you have, and that means including everybody you think of when you think of your friends, even the guys and gals on your holiday card list. You know what I'm talking about? The people who you see regularly, everybody in between. Of course, include romantic partners. Okay? And then what I want you to do is circle the names of the people who you know are positive. And I'm talking about the people who support you when you're down, the ones who genuinely share your joy when good things happen to you. You see, the people who actually ask you questions like, how are you? You have a lot of friends that just go on about themselves and they never say, how are you? Well, my grandmother died last week. Oh, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I've been doing, you know, the narcissist. So circle the names of people you know are positive. The ones that are there for you, not the ones that go off on you, not the rageaholics. Include romantic partners who you still may have in your life if you're dating folks, right? Or if they may come back into your life at some point. Okay. Now, I want you to evaluate the relationship honestly of the people you've circled who are the good, nicer people that you feel good with. Okay? Evaluate the relationship to see if it's a benefit or a detriment. Really? Really, really? Now I circled this. Is this really a good relationship? Now, ask yourself the questions. When you have circled the good people that you think are there for you, is this relationship worth the amount of work required to keep it going? Ask yourself that. Okay? Is this a person I would choose to have in my life if we just met today? Have I been holding on to this relationship out of habit? We do that so much. You know, we all have friends we've known from whatever for 15 years or plus, and we've kept friends with them. But they were great in school, but they've kind of turned into these really strange people where they have a lot of problems and they lay crap on us. And or they're good in a good mood, they call us, and when they're in a bad mood, they call us and they lay stuff on us. So, you know, you have to just kind of say, if I met this person today, judging where I'm at in my life, would I have them in my life as a new friend? That's a really important point. Ask yourself also, does this person make me feel good about myself? Am I uncomfortable around them? Is this person competitive? Or when I set up a date to go out with them, am I thinking, okay, am I psyching myself into going there because I know there may be, you know, kind of some problems. They may complain and it's going to be a drag to hear them complaining, or they're going to try to be competitive with me. You know, A lot of guys do this with other men. A lot of guys get tired of hearing other guys brag about how wonderful and successful and how much money and how... pain in the ass. Who needs it? I mean, yeah, good friends pat each other on the back and say, good job, well done. But then you move on, okay? All right. This is a big question I want you to ask yourself after you've circled the, you know, people who you think are really pretty good friends in your life. Do I like who I am when I'm with them? Or do we seem to bring out the worst in each other? Do I like who I am? That's a biggie. Ask yourself if you can trust this person. Can you count on them if you needed to? Can you share your feelings freely with these people, or do you hold back because you're fearing that they need more than you need, and you have to always give to them? Do you have common interests and values? You got to circle and think about this. If not, do I benefit from the differences? I mean, are the differences so off that it's annoying to you? So are you receiving as much from the other person as you give? Many times there's relationships where one person gives more than the others, right? There's always more of a giver, but it's always nice to have an equal relationship. Your friend's in a bind, they have problems, they can call you, and vice versa. And you feel like there's some kind of normalcy or balance in that relationship. So are you receiving as much as you give? And that can take a toll on you if you're always giving, right? It's that old comedy skit. I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm... all right. And ask yourself this. If you gave your relationship the effort it deserves, would it benefit you and enrich your life? Okay? So answering some of these questions may help you out. You should get a clearer picture of whether this relationship with some of these people is positive or negative. Okay? After you ask the questions, then circle the person's name if you believe the relationship is positive and supportive, or if it could be, given an appropriate amount of time and energy. How much energy? How much negativity? How much of a drag? How long do you have to psych yourself up before going out with these people because they're sort of a drain on your energy? Otherwise, release them lovingly and or draw some boundaries. And be with the people who are kinder and nicer. And I'm just talking about friends. I'm not talking about really close relationships. Things like that. All right? Now, what I want you to do is put more of a focus into the relationships you have with people whose names are circled. Remember that relationships, when they're healthy and supportive, are worth the time and energy. They really are. So give them the time they deserve. If you truly feel someone is good and loving and supporting for you and it's not always about them, you know, go with it. Reserve your energy for your true friends. Okay? So that's what I have to say about that. And I think you sound like a really nice person, but sometimes we have to draw our boundaries. You know, because, I mean, we really do. They just suck us dry sometimes. So, you know, it's difficult. All righty. Hope I helped you on that one. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are officially on the couch with me, as you always are this time on Fridays, 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, here in beautiful Los Angeles. If you'd like to give me a call, you can do so. That number here live is 323-203-0815. And what we're doing today is one of my free-for-all Fridays, where I answer a lot of listeners' questions. I get a lot of emails from people who just want to reach out, and they just need a little support or advice or something, and that's fine. I try to help you out, and you can write me if you'd like. You can find the link right here on the webpage at LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station, or you can, you know, click on the link that says drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com, my website, or docmichelle@aol.com. That's where you write me on the emails. Okay, let's keep rocking. I have a little letter here from Amanda. That's her name she gives. Okay. My romantic partner and I seem to be coming from different worlds sometimes. It's pretty frustrating. When we have a disagreement, either we say angry things to each other or just go off on our own. We both have different interests, and I feel like he doesn't give in to some of the things I want to do or talk about. I'd love to talk about some of our problems and differences. Can you give me some suggestions as to what we can do to talk about it? Thanks. And that's Amanda. All right, look, we all have different needs and wants, at least in a few areas. It's so normal. Relationship partners and marriage partners. By the way, if you plan on marrying this person, Amanda, do not try to change him. Ain't gonna change. All right? Don't try to change him if you don't like his stuff, his qualities, and things like that. Okay. So some of the different needs. Look, sometimes we spend time with others versus spending time with each other. Sometimes wanting quality time, you know, together versus needing some time to be alone. Sometimes you need to go out with your friends, need to hang with the girls, you know, go dancing versus going to a ball game. You know, differing needs don't mean that your relationship is coming apart. But I think it's really important for you guys to communicate about different things to avoid misunderstanding. You got to communicate. Okay? And you use those I statements. You talk assertively. We talk about those things all the time, and I share that with you here on the show. So it's important to really talk about differing needs. You say you have different worlds sometimes, Amanda, different worlds. Again, normal, but it's so important to talk about them to avoid misunderstandings. Be clear with each other so you can respect each other's needs. So get direct, straightforward, not hurting, not cutting, not negative, not criticizing. Use I statements, like I said. You got to tell your partner directly what you want or need. So let's say, for instance, if you want to be with them, you might say, I would really like to spend time alone with you tonight, rather than expecting them to know already. And don't say, if you really cared for me, you'd know what I want. If you really cared for me, you'd be with me. No guilt. That's BS. You express what you would like. I'd really like to spend some more time with you tonight alone. I just love you. I want to hang out. I want to watch a movie. I want to just talk, eat popcorn together, just be together. That's it. Okay? Now, if you're having some unresolved stuff, which sounds like it to me, what you should do, Amanda, is set aside some time to talk about the unresolved issues and use I statements. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling uncomfortable about whatever. And I kind of would like to talk about it. Is there a good time that we can chat? I'm not laying any guilt on you. I'm not laying any negativity on you. Don't be pouting. Don't be sulking. Don't do the silent treatment. That sucks. It's passive aggressive. Be honest. Say, can we just chat? And use your I feelings. I'd really like to do this. And sometimes I feel uncomfortable about this. And why is that? Okay. Everybody has conflicts. You and your partner will always have conflicts. They needn't be nasty and crazy. So you have to know how to fight fairly. Really? I mean, well, fight. I hate that word, fight. But I mean, it's true. We all argue. We all fight. But you have to do it fairly. So you use assertive language, which I just said. Assertive is, I would really like you to be with me so we can chat. Right? Avoid name calling. Don't call attention to someone's weaknesses or sensitive issues. Don't hit below the belt. Don't be cutting deep. Don't do that. You know, if you know someone's vulnerable, you know, pieces to their heart, don't cut them. You know, stay in the present. When you're arguing, don't go back there to old problems or something they did in the past. We do this a lot of time as women when we're arguing. Well, you know, back when we were out a year ago with... Don't do that. Don't go back there. It's done. Move on. When you are fighting fairly, you're also listening. And that's called reflecting. And you talk and express back to your partner what you understand his or her thoughts and feelings to be. So what you're saying to me, honey, is you feel this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so I just want to make sure I understand you. So that's listening and expressing back, reflecting. Okay? No gunny sacking. That's saving up the hurts and hostilities because you've held everything in and you haven't said anything, and then you dump them all on your partner at once. Well, a week ago you told me you were going to do this, and then on Tuesday night you said we were going to do this, and then take each issue kindly and say, you know, I would kind of like to do this, or I feel it'd be great if we could do this. Or shut up and swallow it if it's not that big of a deal. And if you're wrong, this is the biggie. If you're wrong and you're having a problem, oh my God, admit it. If you are wrong and you're having a problem, you've got to be able to lose your ego. Back off. Lose the ego. It's not a contest. You don't have to prove you're right. Okay? There you go. Hope I helped. I'm going to move on here. This looks like a good one. This is Dr. Michelle, by the way, and you are on the couch with me, and I'm answering a lot of your questions out there, listeners. You wrote me, and I appreciate it. And I'm trying to give you some suggestions and advice on, you know, handling some things, a lot of personal stuff, a lot of relationship stuff. And you are so welcome to email me about that. You're so welcome. I'm not your therapist. We don't have a relationship therapeutically, but maybe if I can give you some information, some suggestions, and share with you some research that I've read that does help people, then we're all cool. And I appreciate you feeling safe enough to write me, everybody out there. And by the way, you can find me here at LA Talk Radio. Click on the link at Dr. Michelle, and of course you can find my website, drmichelletherapy.com. That's two L's in my name. Doctor is just abbreviated, drmichelletherapy.com. And so let's move on. All right, dear Doc, I'm a 24-year-old who just got a pretty good job in a medical tech firm working with computers. Good for you, man. My problem is that I'm just getting to know some of my coworkers, but I've never been very good at relationships of any kind. I've never had a lot of self-confidence and have been okay being on my own and independent. I've been with two serious relationships in college, but they didn't turn out well because I don't have a lot of self-confidence, and they said I was clingy. Ooh. I don't even know how or where to begin to start being a very social person. Can you give me some ideas about how to do this? I'd like to make some new friends at work and seem more self-confident. Thanks, Adam. Adam, for writing. Here we go. Look, we have to take responsibility for our relationships. Of course, you seem to have some insight. You say that you don't have a lot of self-confidence, and that's tough. When we don't have a lot of self-confidence, it really is difficult. So just know that relationships begin with you, Adam. See, you're half the relationship, right? So you have to start. If you want one, you have to reach out. So start with yourself. Don't count on a relationship to cure your poor self-image or your lack of self-confidence. It won't work. Other people can't fill you up. You have to know who you are within yourself and be okay with that first. And I've always said this to a lot of people on the air. You have to be okay with it. You have to chill out. Okay? Be okay with who you are. Don't have other people make you who you are. You cannot do it. Other people have their own lives and their own issues and their own stuff. All right? First of all, what you got to do is make an inventory of your best, most attractive qualities. I know it's really hard. You got to affirm them to yourself often. Make a list. What are you good at? I don't care how small it is. Make a list of who you are that are the good qualities. Okay? Avoid standards and all or nothing thinking. It won't work. All right? You know what I'm saying? Don't give yourself a hard time. I'm a total failure if I'm not perfect. Sounds to me like you're one of those kind of perfection people. It's always good for self-esteem, too, to accept and absorb compliments. If somebody says thank you, I mean, if somebody says you look great or you did a great job, sounds like you're a really smart guy at work. Just say thanks. Don't say, oh, well, it was nothing. Or a lot of people with low self-esteem do that. You know. Remember that there are no guarantees. You put it out there to make friends, sometimes it's a risk. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you have issues if you pull back. If somebody pulls back, it's okay. Seek out new experiences and people. Approach people with openness and curiosity. Everybody's an opportunity. If you like somebody at work, they seem like they're clicking with you and they seem like they're in a good place, go for it. Enjoy. It's work that you have to do, not in a negative sense. It's a little bit of, and it's very tough for people who have lower self-esteem to put themselves out there because they're so afraid of getting, you know, rejected or whatever. Do not expect overnight success. Close friendships and intimate love take time to develop. Just kind of write down some of your positive qualities and keep reaffirming about who you are. All right? Hope I could help you. Adam, thank you so much for emailing me. And this is Dr. Michelle. We got somebody on the air here. And good morning. You're live on the air with Dr. Michelle. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle.
Hi.
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to hear from
good.
You. Well,
good.
What's going on today? You listen to the show?
I do. A friend of mine told me to give you a call.
Okay.
We were I'm down in San Diego.
Okay.
And I'm a contractor, and everyone talks about being happy.
Uh-huh.
And what does that really mean? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I work all day, work my ass off.
Yep.
And I've been trying to find out, you know, I was at the bar a couple days ago, and
yep.
They were telling me about, you know, happiness, you know.
Yeah.
Happiness, I'm not a happy man.
Okay.
I'm really
sorry
not.
Sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
I have, you know, I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
I deal with life. I work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I just don't know, you know, some of my friends say that, you know, they're very happy, and I'd like to know what that is.
Okay. Do you hate your job? Is that what's going on? Do you have decent relationships with people, or what's going on with you?
Well, the relationships I have with people are good.
Okay.
It's just my work is very, very detail-oriented, and it's hard sometimes. It's just very, very hard.
So it sounds to me like your work is really stressing you out and taking a toll on you.
This economy has been very tough on me.
Yeah.
And it's just been a very, very long, arduous journey for me right now. And,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm trying to find moments that I can look around and just forget everything and be happy, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think happiness is going to happy hour at the bar. And,
yeah.
You know,
right.
I just end up talking about my work or whatever.
Wow. Do you have any girlfriends or any relationships, anybody special around you can talk to?
I'm married.
Okay.
I've been married for 15 years.
Oh,
and
okay.
My wife is sometimes she's a nightmare.
Oh,
you know?
Dear.
So,
okay.
But you know, I'm 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Doc. You know, sometimes I feel like I just need a drug to just make me happy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Have you felt like you've been not happy, or would you classify yourself as being depressed?
I work, and then I go home, and I deal with the family, and pay my bills, and go back to work.
Do you have any fun things you do? Do you do any fun things at all for yourself? Do you have enjoyment in your life?
Mm.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry to hear this.
It's been a number of years since I took a vacation just because of the economy.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an interesting quest. Do I do anything? Yeah, I watch TV, and that brings me some happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know whether that could be considered happiness, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm happiest when I'm sleeping.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? Look. Sounds like you're just really stressed from your job, and it sounds like you don't have a lot of people to talk. Are you a real expressive guy? I mean, you seem to be opening up to me here on the air, and I see that you're, you know, you have an unknown number, and I see that you're pretty, you know, you haven't given your name or anything, but that's fine, and I respect that. So are you a pretty private guy who keeps feelings in a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you can consider me like that.
Does your wife complain that you can't really talk to her about stuff and when you're depressed.
Well, we don't really talk about stuff. We just talk about bills and about the kids.
Oh, that's not good.
And she's a teacher.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, she's got her own problems, and I got my own problems, and we try not to interfere with each other's problems, you know?
Yeah, well, that's not a, you know what, maybe you guys should take some time out, maybe try to get some kind of vacation, really plan it both at the same time, and do you guys have relatives who could, like, babysit the kids for 4 days or something like that? Maybe...
She doesn't want to do that.
Okay.
She won't do that. No, she won't leave the kids.
Maybe what you ought to do, because it sounds to me like you need some... First of all, it sounds to me like you need some downtime. You need to take care of yourself and enjoy yourself a little bit.
Well, I'll tell my creditors that. I'll tell my creditors that, and I'll tell my subcontractors that I'm not working this week because I'm taking some time off and you can wait for your checks. It doesn't work that way,
I
Doc.
Hear you.
It really doesn't.
I hear you, and I understand. It's very stressful these days. You got families, you got to pay the bills, and your wife's working. You guys are on robot, automatic mode, like I say. And the kids are doing okay? The kids are okay?
Oh, they're fine. Okay. They're
all
fine.
Right. But
we make sure that they're taken care of.
Okay. Well, I'm really concerned about you. You sound really depressed. So what I would say is, so you have a good company. I would go through that insurance company, and I would go see somebody who you can talk to. Get some therapeutic help and talk about your feelings and your stuff and what's going on. Don't argue with me. I think you need to go get some help. Possibly you need to go to a couples counselor. You know, because you guys aren't talking. And it's not that there's big problems. It doesn't sound like there's big problems. It just sounds like you guys are so into your work worlds and trying to keep, you know, above the creditors and trying to keep the family going. You're on robot mode, which many people, my God, the majority of people who come in to see me are on that, doing that thing. But I just, you know, you've got to try to find some joy within your family, within your... You know, you love your kids, I'm sure. You love your wife. You've got to try to hang on and feel some joy and capture who you are as a man again. Have a little bit, you know, what is happiness? It's relative. Everybody has their own idea about what happiness is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's not like you said,
you
nailed it.
It's been so long since I can think back that I can say that I've been happy, smile on my face. You know, I get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm at the job site at 7 o'clock. It just, how do you do that?
Well,
how do you do that, Doc?
You know, a clinically depressed person usually can't function and go to work. So it sounds to me like you're just throwing yourself into your work all day and you just don't have time.
Well, that's what I do.
You don't have time for yourself, and you need to have time for yourself, and you need a support system. You need to be able to talk. The fact that you and your wife can't talk or aren't talking, I don't know what that's about. But maybe you need to talk to somebody individually to just get it out. And maybe you and that person, that therapist or whoever, can give you some suggestions on how to find things within yourself that will make you more happy. So you're not on this treadmill of life like this little mouse continually. It's all you have to do, because that leads to hopelessness. All you do is you work to pay bills. You've got to find joy in the love that you have within your family. You've got to find joy within yourself. You sound really like a wonderful guy. I mean, the fact that you called me is wonderful, and I really appreciate it. You sound like a super neat guy, but I just want you to find happiness.
You,
yeah, you do. So, you know what? What I'm going to do, let me go on my research.
What's the very first step? Well, here's the first step, Doc.
What the first step is taking some time out and going to see somebody who is going to help you find a little bit more joy, or a little bit more get in touch with you and help you figure out what some of the things are or what happiness can mean to you to get out of this treadmill. You can afford yourself to go to get some help. You can take some downtime. You don't push your wife into communicating or arguing, or it doesn't sound like, it just sounds like you guys don't talk much. So you need to get back into that. Maybe you need an individual therapist for your own needs to find and discover who you are. And then maybe you guys need an individual, someone else, couples therapy, who can help you talk and communicate better. And believe me, I think you'll be a lot happier if you do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, if you hold on the line, you know, give me your name and information and what state you're in. I'll just give you a bunch of, you know, contacts and stuff like that, maybe where I can help you with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Very good, Doc.
All right. You hang in there, and I sure appreciate you calling.
What's your email?
Well, it is the one you wrote me on here is docmichelle@aol.com.
Okay,
DOC,
yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah,
that's where you contacted me. And it's Michelle with two L's. And, of course, my website, you can get more information. But what I will do is website's Dr. Michelle Therapy, drmichellewith2lstherapy.com. But what I'll do is stay on the line. I'll have somebody, you know, get back in touch. And you're in Texas. Oh, no, you said San Diego.
San Diego.
Oh, okay.
San Diego.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was looking at something.
Oh, that's all right.
So what I'll do is I'll have somebody, you know, just give you a list of some referrals down there. How's that?
Excellent.
Okay? All right. You tell them
Very,
your insurance.
Very good, Doc. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you for calling and have a good day.
I haven't been listening to your show. A friend of mine asked me to listen to your show today. And
good.
I guess he's a little concerned about me.
Good.
But,
well, see, you have a friend who's concerned about you, and that's the first step, too. So, all right? Take good care.
Great show.
Take good care of yourself. You're going to do that now, aren't you? You're going to do that? You're going to go out and you're going to take my advice and get some help? Come on now.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You have my assistant talk to you.
That'd be great. No,
okay.
I really do need to do something.
Yeah, you do. It's critical. It's meltdown time. Come on now. See, because let me just say this last thing to you. When you're depressed, when you're down, you're affecting your whole family. You got to think about them,
yeah,
too. Your wife's shut off. She's working. She's on automatic pilot. Your kids, you know, whatever they're doing this summer, you're working your butt off. And all you're doing is paying bills. You're affecting them. Your depression is affecting them. So, you know, I appreciate you thinking about yourself and reaching out because you're having a rough time. But think about how your depression, they see it, you see. Your wife's probably avoiding you and sort of shutting off. She sees it. She doesn't want to rock the boat. You guys, you know, you sound like you have a great little family there, but she sees it. So you're affecting your family. Okay, so if it's not for you, if you feel like, oh, gee, I can't go to a therapist because that's stupid or whatever, do it for them. All right?
Okay.
All right.
It's a good way to think about it.
All right. Thanks for calling the show today. Take good care.
Doc.
All right, hold on. I'll have somebody help you out.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Bye bye now. All right. Nice call. By the way, if you want to call in and if you have any questions about, you know, things going on. Now, that was usually I have relationship questions. People are, you know, involved in bad relationships or they're having a rough time with something. But, you know, I really appreciated that. That was a personal call. Somebody who's dealing with depression, doesn't know how to get out of it. The rut of everyday living. I hear this all the time, you know, trying to make ends meet. You know, we are really in an economic crisis right now, trying to pay the mortgage, trying to, you know, pay the rent, trying to just make ends meet. So it is very difficult. How can we, you know, make ourselves happy when we're just on this treadmill? Very difficult. But, you know, talking to people who can give us support, you know, therapists are great. Psychologists, marriage, family therapists are great. And then learning how to communicate better with your wife, I think, is a good idea. I've already said that. You know what I'm going to do? Let me pull up some information here on some of the famous quotes on happiness, because this is what the listener asked me is, what is happiness? It's all relative. It's all relative. But this is something, okay, here we go. This is something that I suggested to the caller. The Dalai Lama said, these are quotes about happiness. And you know the Dalai Lama's got his act together. Dalai Lama said, happiness is just this. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, if you want to be happy, practice compassion. You see what I'm talking about? That's what I was telling the listener. You got to think about the people you're affecting. Have compassion, loving, listen to them. Try to love them. Compassion for their stuff. Listen to your wife. Be there for your wife and your kids. Kind of tend to get out of yourself, you see. When you have compassion for others, you kind of get out of yourself. All righty, who else? This was kind of cool. Sigmund Freud. A cigar is just a cigar. No, I just said that. Talking about happiness, Sigmund Freud said, what we call happiness is the strictest sense, in the strictest sense, sorry, got to put my glasses on the higher magnitude here, my computer is small print. What we call happiness in the strictest sense comes from the preferably sudden satisfaction of needs which have been dammed up to a high degree. The satisfaction of needs which have been dammed up to a high degree. Subconscious pushing things down, you know? Okay, that's Sigmund Freud. Benjamin Franklin said the Constitution only gives people the right to pursue happiness, but you have to catch it yourself. You have to take action. Yeah, you got to take action, like I shared with the listener. Got to make some changes. Get off the treadmill a little bit. Look at life in a different way. Because Aristotle said happiness depends upon ourselves. All righty. Benjamin Disraeli said, action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. You got that? Like I just said to the listener, you've got to take some action. It may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without taking actions to do other things. To explore other things, like communicating better, like opening up, not shoving down your frustration and your fatigue. Okay? And this is really important too. Alan Chalmers said the grand essentials of happiness are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. Yeah. Yep. Something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. And these sound like three elements that my listener who just called have. You got a job. You have a beautiful family. And there's things to hope for. You're working towards goals. Okay? Let's see here. Victor Hugo said, another quote. I'll give you just a couple more and we'll move on. Victor Hugo said that the supreme happiness in life is the conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves. Or rather, loved in spite of ourselves. Okay? Yep. That's the supreme happiness in life. Alrighty? And, of course, we have to love ourselves. That's the biggie. Now, there's a quote from Unknown. It says, Unknown. The really happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery when on a detour. Yeah. Smell the roses. I ain't talking about complaining and going. When you're on a detour, enjoy that scenery. When life is giving you lemons, you make some lemonade. Corny, trite, boring, but true. So enjoy the scenery when you're on a detour. Enjoy it. Make the best out of everything you can. Sure, we all sit in traffic, especially here in Los Angeles. That sucks. Get your book on tape. Enjoy. Dealing with those rough people at work? Just put up with them. And get on with your job. Find things that make you happy. For you. And honestly, it's kind of within ourselves. It's being okay with our lives. Loving ourselves who we are. Again, kind of trite. But true. Okay. Let's move on Oh, here's a good one. Yeah, I like it. I like it. By the way, if you want to write me talk about some of your issues or feelings or problems, or you can find me on one of the links here. We have several links here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. But you can find me at DrMichelle@AOL.com. That's my email where you can write me that links to the show. Or DrMichelleTherapy.com. DrMichelle with two L's, therapy.com. And Ronti, let's get to it. One thing that's difficult for me in relationships is hanging on to myself. It seems that once I get close to someone, a roommate, friend, or lover, I give in and accommodate so much that there's nothing left of me. People tell me I'm pretty easygoing, but I feel that who I really am and being able to express myself as difficult. I had pretty controlling parents and usually was the good girl in my family who was usually trying to keep everyone happy. But here I am in my 30s and I'm still seemingly fading into the group. People like me, but I'm not liking myself. There are times now that I'm feeling angry towards a lot of people in my life, but I still fake it. What can I do to get over these uncomfortable feelings? Thanks, Lisa. All right. Well, you know what? What I find, which is really kind of cool, is that, first of all, you are being introspective. You know, it looks like you're being pretty introspective about your life. You say here that you had pretty controlling parents. Interesting stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's really hard to experience fulfillment in a relationship which is not equal and reciprocal. I sort of talked about this at the beginning of the show. But, you know, there are certain types of people, the mediator of the family. We all have roles sometimes growing up in your family. And you said you were the good girl who tried to keep everybody happy. You know, you had controlling parents. Good for you for having insight. Know that you're going to have a lot of angry feelings for having to be controlled all those years and having to be the good girl. You don't always have to do that. You have a right to your own needs and wants and wishes and feelings. Your life isn't about pleasing other people now that you're an adult. And I get it. A lot of my young adults who I see in my practice, they have a lot of anger that they've stored up because they're changing. They're out in the world. They're becoming individuals and they're changing. And they're just noticing how pleasing they are and how frustrating it is. So the best way to avoid giving yourself up, Lisa, it says it Lisa here, is to develop some assertiveness skills. If it makes you feel better about who you are, assertiveness skills are really important. And that's where you learn how to express your feelings, your beliefs, your opinions and needs openly and honestly. And you got guidelines. You got to just think about it. If you are always the fixer, trying to stay out of yourself, trying to make everyone else happy, and trying because... You know, you've been trying to keep yourself in control because you've been controlled all your life. The good girl. So you need to be assertive. Okay? It's assertiveness skills. Starting out. This is just starting out. Okay? So you need to say what you feel and what you need sometimes. You use I statements. I feel like I don't want to get into this argument right now, or I'm sorry you're having a rough time, but I will listen to you. I feel sad because you need to be assertive and not take other people's stuff. You have a right to have feelings and make requests. You state them directly and firmly. You don't apologize for your feelings. A lot of people who are controlled and try to be the nice girl, as you say you were, you know, it's real hard to be direct. You've been programmed all your life that you can't be direct and share who you are, your identity. You can't reach down and say, this is what I feel, this is what I need, because you were never allowed to. So here you are, a young adult, and you're still feeling those feelings, but you got angry because you shoved them down for so long. So state your stuff directly, your feelings, firmly. Not being an aggressive person, but I statements are great. Of course, I'm sure you acknowledge other people's point of view, but you need to repeat your requests about what you feel and what you need, okay? Learn to say no to unreasonable requests as an adult. You got to learn to say no sometimes. Offer a reason, not an excuse, right? Your feelings are enough reason for things. You got to trust them, all right? What you have to do is just be a little more assertive. Forgive yourself. This is so important, Lisa. Forgive yourself for allowing yourself to be controlled. It happened. You are a survivor. It's a high skill, being the good girl always in the family. It's called being controlled and being the survivor. It's not that you're a jerk or a kiss ass or anything like that. Sometimes we need to be the good kid and the mediator in the family to survive. Sounds like you've come out okay, but you're feeling the normal anger associated with it as a young adult. go get some help. Go talk to a therapist about this. They'll work it out with you. You'll be able to express yourself, learn assertiveness, and love yourself a little bit more so you're not angry for not asserting yourself all your life. That's what you have to do. And then it'll get easier. You'll be okay about it. You'll feel much better about it. Okay? I sure appreciate you emailing me, Lisa, and thank you so much. Man, we're almost out of time. We got to get to the CBS News. So this is Dr. Michelle, and I thank you so much for being on the couch today with me. Of course, on LA Talk Radio, the world's largest and most popular talk station on the internet. I got to go. Bye-bye. You can find me at my website, drmichelletherapy.com. That's doctor abbreviated, Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. Or write me if you have problems or, you know, responses to the show, questions, things going on. Doc Michelle, D-O-C, Michelle at AOL.com. Have a great day. Keep it here for more great shows, as always. And like I say, do take care of yourself first. Then you'll be really great for other people. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light. Come back here. Your name. Oh, I wouldn't know what to say to you.